Yes. Then he used to take fast, complete fast. He used to observe. But for the service, the negligence, the disregard of this busy marga, this ordinary physical regulation. Vaidhi bhav, vaidhi bhaktadhikarastum, ragadhi bhavanavati. So long we do not get any clue of the ragamarga, that the method of love and affection, we have to respect and observe so many rulings as are given to us, extended to us from the Shastra. But whenever we have got a tinge of that higher thing, the ruchi, the greed, the sincere earnestness for the truth, other formalities may be neglected, or we should not waste our time for making too much with those formalities. The central thread is our sincere attraction. If that is anyhow achieved, then we must not waste our time in allowing us to attend this side and that side. We attentively must follow that thread. The most important inner thread, the sincere attraction for the love. And only with the help of the service of the devotees of that type of higher realization. Sajadiya Svayasnigdi Sadhu Bhangvahatu Bhūdhuni Bhūdhu Bhūdhuke Sri Bhūdhu. Govind Maharaj?
Yes.
Okay, একটু জল দেন তো খাবার জল তাই না আট গ্লাস সিকি গ্লাস
মহারাজ রঘুনাথ দাস placed all he showed the we understand the best example of following Sankhya and all that. But still he was above
so,
that.
So that we, in order to avoid the misapplication, we need not think that we have got that valuable thread of earnest attraction. We may not jump. Maybe may not be too much optimistic in our realization.
Yes.
So the care must be taken for that, rather, and we shall try to stick the rulings of the Shastra. But whenever there is any position for selection, whether this side or that side, whether the sadhu seva or the rulings of the Shastra, we must select the service of the devotees. Do you follow?
Yes.
Dakkha sokha dasyayame rasastu rasastu satnam sokhayame namastu namastu. I am not, I have not attained such realization of a higher type that I shall neglect all rulings and the scriptures, the orders of the scriptures, and the thought, like the Sahajiya, that I have got that Krishna prem, and leaving everything aside, I shall go in Ragamarga. The last we may not misidentify love for last. That sort of care must be taken. So the association of the real sadhu That will make me right in our my path. That is all important in the association, the normal association, higher association. That will do away whatever difficulty will come, they will have to do it. That is the all important thing is sadhu sangha, and then shastra. Whatever the inner argument of that love comes, we shall try to take advantage of that valuable thing, not caring much for those that are meant for the ordinary people. But the sadhu sangha will guard me from all discrepancies. Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol. Sadhu Sangha, Sadhu Sangha, Sattva Shastra. Lama Matra Sadhu Sangha. So, when Bhaktivinoda Thakur's recommendation, if we closely try to follow, we will find somewhat separate from that of Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati. Because Bhaktivinoda Thakur's recommendations are mostly for not an organized sadhu sangha, a solitary, for solitary realization. So he has given more stress to the life of a householder than that of a sannyasi. We can remain a householder and strictly try to follow all these rulings, we shall find more such stress in the writings of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. But Prabhupada, he came with, he made it very cheap, the sadhu sangha. He started a mission with the sadhus, and then anyone and everyone he called and to get that sadhu sangha, the services of the higher association gradually. The first group is serving him, and the next group, that is carrying out his order, the another group serving the first class servants, then and the second class servants. In this way, all gets the chance of sadhu sangha, sadhu service of the Vaishnava. That was very cheaply available, so all those rulings, they have not much value, which was meant for the secluded life, independent life of the Grihastha. That could be neglected. Only that they got advantage of 100% time serving advantage, advantage of serving chance. Sadhu, Vaishnava Seva. Vaishnava Seva is very rarely available, because a Vaishnava generally does not like to take any service. That is the difficulty. Vaishnava generally, their tendency is to not to take service from anyone. But here in an organized body, necessarily, because he is serving a higher type, this ordinary service he may take from someone. Ordinary service, this cooking, then cleansing the dress. If another man does, then he can engage himself in the higher type of service and they can earn more. So no, he's no chance of being loser. So in this way, this organized, when the Vaishnava Seva was available, then the most effective, most promoting advantage we got here. So we could certain degree. Am I clear? No.
Yes.
Vaishnava seva is very rarely to be found because no Vaishnava wants to take service for himself. But here in an organic body, it was so arranged that one Vaishnava, he is giving his service to another Vaishnava of a little lower type, but he is getting the advantage in serving of a higher type Vaishnava. So on the whole, he is a gainer. So he is not loser, so he can give a chance to others to serve him. He is not becoming a loser. And all together doing some higher form of service engaged. So this is the key to the success, in the to attain the success being in the association of an organized body. That is their special advantage, to live in the association of the sadhu. What is very rarely available, we can get here very cheaply, Vaishnava seva. Very cheaply we can get the chance of Vaishnava seva, which is very rarely to be found. And the Lord says that who serves me, he is not my real servant. But who serves my servant, he is my real servant. Because when God receives his service and he wants to give something, he won't accept. The servant won't accept anything from the God. No, no, I shall serve. I won't want anything as remuneration. So God cannot give anything to the servant. But if anyone serves his servant, then he thinks that he is doing my duty. So he is very much inclined towards the servant of the servant. Do you follow?
Yes.
Madhvaktasya de bhaktas te me bhakta tamamata. Je ki ase, je me bhakta, no te bhakta. Those that are direct servitors, I do not care for them. But really who serves my servants, they are my dear servants. I am very much indebted to them, very much inclined to, because what I cannot do, he is doing on my behalf. Do you follow?
Yes.
So he is very much propitiated with them. Gaur hari.
In Chaitanya Lila, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would practice kirtan at Srinivas Acharya's house. Before they took this kirtan to the people, there was some rehearsal, some practice behind closed doors. Yes.
Huh? What did you say?
Lord Chaitanya and the devotees.
He was engaged in Krishna and Sivasangan. Then some ordinary people.
No, they would practice their kirtan together, and then they would go out.
Then?
They would go out with the kirtan.
Nagar Sankirtan.
Yeah, after some time practicing with the devotees, they would go and present the kirtan to the people in general, yes?
Yes.
And
first he began kirtan in the compound of Sivasa Acharya.
Yes.
Sivas Pandit.
Yes.
And then, when the opposition came from outside, then he took up the challenge and introduced a big processional kirtan along these roads, streets of Nadia town, Navadvip town.
Yes.
But before that, he used to perform kirtan within the compound of Siddharth Pandit, and his house.
Yes.
Within the house of Siddharth Pandit. But a challenge came. Some lodged complaint to the town controller, administrator, that there at night we can't get sleep. These people, they are chanting loudly, and this mridanga playing. We feel much disturbed. You do some some restriction, otherwise we feel much disturbed. Then the that Kaji, the ruler of the town, he came on a visit and found that in some other houses also they are playing with mridanga and kirtan, dancing, all these things. And the, he opposed them. Perhaps they did not care. Then he broke the mridanga, the Kaji, by his men and the entire. And this news reached Nimai Pandit, that some of our neighbors has lodged complaint to the town administrator, and he came and visited, and those that are following us used to chant kirtan in their own respective house with mridanga. Some of the mridangas have been broken, and they are warned against further sankirtan in the house. Then Mahaprabhu said, let me see what administrator, what Kaji comes to oppose me. So ordered in a general disposition of kirtan on the streets of Nandavati.
And Kaji Baba?
His quarters. And the Kaji, seeing the huge number collected, almost the whole town, was mad to join that sankirtan and dancing and chanting. And so mob, a huge mob. The Kaji was much afraid, and he entered in a corner of his house and hid there himself. Then Mahaprabhu approached his, and he found no opposition in the road. Then he entered the house of Kaji. Where is that Kaji? You come out. Why do you disturb our sankirtan? This is nothing of any political character. We are spiritual, purely spiritual character. Why you have come for this? Then anyhow, Kaji came very timid, because the mob is overflowing mob. The Kaji came out, and Mahaprabhu had a direct talk, and the Kaji told that you are my nephew, as the Gram Sambandha, in the relation of the neighborhood. So, I have not disturbed with you, but you are Hindus. The Hindus, a particular section of the so-called Hinduism, they lodged a complaint, and I had to take some step against that. But why today you have hided yourself? No, the day when I broke the mridanga, the very night I had a dream. A dream, a furious dream, that one Nrisimhamurti just coming over my breast, sitting over my breast, that I shall torn asunder your breast. You have disturbed my sankirtan. I was much afraid, and I left that campaign. So I don't like to disturb you any longer. Whatever you like, you can do. In this way.
Roy Mahasaya.
Yes.
Roy Mahasaya.
Yes.
Roy Mahasaya.
Yes.
Roy Mahasaya.
Yes.
Roy Mahasaya. Yes.
এক গাড়ি মাত্র এসে পৌষ রাত্রি কাজ আর আসেনি, পৌষ রাত্রি আটটার সময় সাতটা আটটার সময়। হ্যাঁ
আপনার সাথে দেখা যাবে
না?
So, I've seen in our ISKCON many very wild kirtans, and I was wondering if there's a proper mood, a proper attitude, or a guideline in how the group can derive the highest benefit in congregational chanting, if there is a particular mood or a particular consciousness in which the group could share an experience with the Holy Name.
So our attention must always be given to the quality, but it is not possible to have it always. There are many types of devotees. So it has been mentioned that we should join such a kirtan party, sankirtan party, where at least the leader must be one, at least one must be Shuddha Bhakta. And under his guidance, the different types of devotee may go on singing sankirtan. But the guide, at least one, must be Shuddha Bhakta, pure devotee. That has been told by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Otherwise, we want to join that. At least one Shuddha Bhakta amongst the guide. He was saying, if you have a kirtan kirtan quality, you will have a kirtan. The purity of purpose, you don't find in the sankirtan, the standard, the pure standard, you say.
Well, I had an experience recently where the boys were very frivolous and very not very serious, I was wondering if there was a way to preach to these boys how one can engage in a kirtan or what the proper mood.
Not self control, not proper devotional mood.
Yes.
But only a physical movements you find there.
Something like
not
that.
Mental or spiritual adjustment. That is your.
And sometimes just slapstick kind of comedy kind of things.
Some kind of exhibition.
Yeah, some kind of.
Making
a character playing mood.
Playing, yeah.
As if just play.
Yeah.
Showing a play.
Yeah.
Imitation. Rather than the real, more or less imitating. But the boys may be something, but the leader of that kirtan must be bona fide. The main object must be connected. Some may be of that type. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Gaur Hari Gaur, Gaur Hari Gaur. They are taking it very lightly, not seriously. Hare Krishna. All may not come with real purpose, but ulterior motive also many have gathered. So such things are seen to occur. Gaur Hari Gaur, Gaur Hari Gaur. Nidai Gaur Hari Gaur, Nidai Gaur Hari Gaur. Nidai Jaita. Nidai Gaur Hari Gaur. You stayed last night here?
No, Maharaj.
Oh, you went there and come this morning?
Yes.
Any new face come there? No. Yesterday?
yesterday Jatataka Maharaj left and
who?
Jatataka Maharaj.
Jatataka Maharaj has come
gone
here.
Away. He's no, traveling. No. He just left.
He has left.
I find myself very busy with this work. But sometimes I think, what can I do for you?
No, you engage yourself visually there. I will be satisfied in that.
What are you doing?
I work with artists.
Artists,
clay sculpting in clay. Many figures will be adorned this samadhi. Devatas and kirtan all around the building. And devotional personalities, Hanumanji, Prahlad, King Sritu, Lakshmi Devi, all around. And many murals.
Who is the devising, devising the plan?
Yes.
Who, you?
Who is?
I am.
Plan
helping Sarabhya.
Plan and the construction, both sides you are looking at that.
Yes.
Very good. Do it. Hare Krishna. Go, go.
But those figures will be outside?
Yes. This, I just went to Vrindavan and on the way stopped by Taj Mahal. And although from far distance it was very nice, coming closer, it was disappointment. It was dry.
They came to consult with me. There were some sort of figures we should carve and leave there.
Yes.
Because that is a question that the Vaishnava figures of the Vaishnava should be worshipped. Respect, should be given some respect of worshipping. Devotional respect, not as mere decoration.
Yes.
The Srimurti of the deities in Bagh Bazar Mart with some steel frame, Radha Krishna Murti, they are placed in over the doors. But Prabhupada discarded them, removed them. And the Radha Govinda Murti and other Murtis just on the doors in steel frame that was removed and some Omkar, Pranav was replaced in that place. So, Keshav Maharaj, the Vedanta Society, they have placed as gatekeeper, the Vaishnavas, the Jagai Madhai and the Vasudev and Devananda Pandit, like gatekeeper they have engraved the Murti. And I discarded it. I don't enter the temple for that. Our Guru Maharaj, he placed Madhvacharya, Ramanuja, and Vishnu Sarang Nimbarko, and they made arrangement for their worship.
So the same problem is coming?
In the south we find so many engraved figures of so many deities on the outside of the temples. But our Guru Maharaj did not allow. The Vaishnava should be, wherever we find such emblem, we must bow down, some sort of devotional regard should be paid to them. They should not be placed in such a way that others would belittle it. Then we will be responsible for that. The ordinary people, they may touch some mud, on the face, this and that.
And birds may come and...
Birds may come and pass their stool on the head. These things are anti-devotional. And when they came to me for that engravement or erecting the idols here in Vrindavan temple, I advised in that way, very cleverly. Cautiously, he will do on such a way, go on, very cautiously. The people at large may not have any chance of showing disregard to the figures respectable, venerable figures. We should have such thing in our mind.
So what would be the condition here then?
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Things are sheltered, but they're outside so far. It's
not working.
No. That is the plan so far. But say, what about a mural? Say like a Srimad Bhagavatam scene with Maharaj Parikit and Sukadev Goswami in a flat, a bas relief, yeah? Under a roof. Is that acceptable or not?
Some sort of shelter must be there so that crows and other birds may not come ordinarily and put some filthy things there.
I understand that.
And also there should be some arrangement of showing some respect, either garland, flower garden, or some chandan paste. Some sort of respect should be shown for devotion, not for pleasure seeking. That should help our devotional temperament to arouse.
Not just decoration.
Not mere decoration.
What about demigods, let's say?
Demigods may be said, but only demigods have no value. Demigods not showing respect to the Rupa God proper.
And a devotee kirtan, devotees, just not specific devotees, but devotees in kirtan.
Anyhow, some devotion, respect should be given. In any position, that is desirable. Not to belittle their connection.
The idea behind this samadhi is, I believe, is to attract many.
Most the Santarasa devotees, Santarasa, that may be placed to a certain extent. Santarasa. But that engaged in the service of different types, Sukha, Vatsalila, Madhura, Rasa, Sadhvijas, that must be given some respectful environment. That should be the ideal to follow. That may arouse respect and veneration into the heart of the sightseer. Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Nidai Gaur Hari Bol, Nidai Gaur Hari Bol.
So if a person can respect a living sadhu, then certainly he can respect the murti. But if he can't respect the living sadhu, then he'll make all offense to the murti also.
আমাকে জিজ্ঞাসা করতে এইসব বৃন্দাবনের ব্যাপারে আমি বলেছি ওই জন্য এই যে হওয়া বাঞ্ছনীয় অন্তত আমাদের গুরুদেব এই পছন্দ করতেন যদিও দো উই ফাইন্ড ইট extensively used in the southern temples. In the temples in the south,
yes,
we find lavishly such things. But our Guru Maharaj did not allow. The belittling. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Respectable position, we may get such those figures, and so that with the attitude of veneration, people will look at them respectfully in this way, to somewhat inside, but outside the temple, engraving such things. Gaur Hari Bol, according to one soul. Die gold, holy gold.
Purport where our Swami Maharaj, he says, not possible to go back to Godhead in one life. Then on the other extreme, a friend of mine in ISKCON claims that Prabhupada, our Swami Maharaj, gave the arrangement that if we simply chant 16 rounds daily, follow four regulative principles and do some service, we're going back home in this lifetime. Is this possible?
There may be
spiritual master can make
in a particular case. There may be Bhaktivinoda Thakur has written in his way that from the stage of varnasram, man can reach to the highest destination if he can utilize himself very properly. It is possible in one life to attain self-siddhi. But he told that from the conception of Vadnasama, I found it, perhaps in Chaitanya Shikshamrita or so. Anyhow, it is not impossible, but we not to be trusted very in an ordinary way. We can't trust it. But it is not impossible, so much. By the grace of the Lord, anything may be possible. Anything and everything may be possible. There cannot be anything impossible. But still, generally, we must prepare ourselves not to put faith in such things, that in one life we have attained the highest aim. But at the same time, we should think it may not be impossible, because the grace of the infinite is also infinite. One may have such chance, though very, very rare. Nothing is impossible from the absolute grace. But what to that to a person who is not well versed with the very plane of highest realization? Just as one Jamindar of Khidirpur came to ask Prabhupada, taking him in a solitary place, "Have you seen Krishna? Have you seen?" Very earnestly. And Prabhupada answered, "If I say I have seen, and I may say I have not seen, what is that to you? You learn your necessity will be to learn what is Krishna and how to see him. That is your concern. And another may deceive you, yes, I have seen Krishna. Mm-hmm. You do not know what is Krishna, how to see. He may deceive you, exploit you. So that is not necessary. To learn who is Krishna, where is he, and those that attains him, what is their position, what is what, we have to know that. Otherwise such statements have no value, whether one can get Krishna or one cannot. It depends on the knowledge of the inquirer, the direct realization. Otherwise this is a hearsay. No value to anyone. But still, it may give us some hope. Yes, it is, let me try. But the trial must be in a proper line, may not be misguided. There are so many difficulties and hindrances on the way. So many things may come that we may misconceive something for Krishna. It is also not impossible. In the way of Siddhi, so many different mysterious powers and so many sceneries may be seen in the way upon Shalu. So the higher guidance is always necessary and the safe thing. Nabila from the scripture as well as the living guide. All is Krishna Bhakti Janmamul Haya Sadhu Sangha. The very root of Krishna Bhakti, the very seed, the very basis is the association with the genuine devotee of Krishna. Krishna Prem Janme, when one has attained the highest thing, that is love, that prem for Krishna. Punatiha mukhanga. At that time also, at that stage also, the sadhu plays the important part. Under no circumstances sadhus are eliminated from our circle of bhajan, devotion. Always, under the guidance of the guru, this Rupa Manjari or Lalita or in our Jashoda, Nanda, Sinam, Sudam, under their guidance and with their association, we are to do our quota. So, when we are liberated, we have attained the special stage, that stage. There also, sadhus are playing important part. So, sadhu, real association, that is all important from the beginning to the end. And under no circumstances that can be eliminated. Even in the highest stage, when I am engaged in the real service, there also so many guides. In the midst of so many friends, I am discharging my duty. Not alone, never alone. You follow?
Yes.
So from the beginning to end, so it has been led much stress. And the beginners may not take it very happily. Because this is between myself and the Krishna, some other person will come disturb this direct connection. That is not tolerable. For the beginners, it's things like that. But when one will come to higher realization, then they will feel, just I give the example of the spectacle. The sight and the eye, there is something, the spectacle. But it enhances the view and not opposes. So, sadhu never opposes but increases our inner relationship with just a telescope. So, vrittasya, vritta paricharaka, vritta, vrittasya. So many guardians I have got. all Vidusha. So I am safe. As many guardians I possess there in the higher circle, I am so much set for my future. That is the line. So as always, I am servant of the servant of the servant of the servant, and this way they want. Outwardly it will mean, what is this? This is not desirable, that I shall go so low and so many persons to temper between. Apparently it will seem like that, but it is not so, just the opposite. Gaur Hari Gaur. Jai Gaur Hari Gaur. But it's not opaque, transparent, more and more transparent and healthy. Sympathizing and not taking my the part of my mother, just a bread, not like bread, finite thing, that if they come to take part, then I will be loser. It is not like that. But they will come with infinite resources to me, to educate me about the infinite character of the same. Of different type, different mental, different stage, different light, different shade. They will come to me to represent all valuous, all givers. Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol. Nidai Gaur Hari Bol. Nidai Gaur Hari Bol, Nidai Gaur Hari Bol. Nidai Chaitanya.